Step right up. Get your red hot mail. That's it. Grab your postals while they're hot, huh?
Cody, why are you all dressed up like a mailman?
Oh, you noticed. Well, interesting story, Uncle Frank. I went out this morning to pull sweet potatoes for old Mrs. Cudahy. You know that old lady that's always bending over in her garden and everybody wishes she wouldn't? Anyway, I'm out there yanking her yams when I see this postal dude getting a tussle with this mangy mongrel. So I spring into action, pry off the pooch, and replace the divot in the mailman's butt. Anyway, the guy decides to quit the postal biz and give me this really cool outfit. So am I styling or what?
Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out. The Monument Bank just sent me a credit card.
Hey, check this out. I'm taking it away from you.
Why?
Oh, come on, JT. Giving a teenager a credit card is like giving a baby a jockstrap. They're not ready for it yet?
Dad, I'm 18 years old. I think I can handle a credit card.
Okay. I can see this is one of those lessons you're going to have to learn all on your own. Like looking for snakes before you pee in the woods. Okay. But I'm warning you. You are going to end up buying a lot of junk and running up a huge bill before you know it.
Man, why don't parents ever trust us kids? I mean, it's like they think we don't even have a brain or something.
Yeah, go figure.
Photo session truly necessary?
Yes. This is your first day of college. I want to record it all in your Dana book.
Dana book?
Yeah. See, it's got pictures of all Dana's important firsts. Now look at this. Oh, her first step. Oh. And her first haircut.
Oh, geez.
And there's her first kiss.
First kiss? What'd you do? Spy on her?
Yes. No, I did not spy. When you came home from your date, I just happened to be up in a tree with a camera, a zoom lens, and some infrared film.
If I were you, I'd check under the bed on your wedding night. Otherwise, you might end up on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Mom, please, put the camera away. I mean, it's not like I'm going to a real college.
Oh, Dana, come on. Don't start in again with that. I could have gone to Harvard, but my parents are too cheap.
Well, it's true. I mean, instead, I'm stuck living at home, going to East Wisconsin University.
There is nothing wrong with East Wis U.
First of all, it sounds like Cheese Whiz U. Second of all, it's a rinky-dink school. I need a challenge.
I got a challenge for you. Why don't you try getting a date once in a while? You know, it might improve your mood.
Dana, East Wis U is not a rinky-dink school. A lot of important people went there.
Name one.
Well, there's Myron Tate, who invented those little rubber flower thingies that keep you from slipping in the tub.
Gee. All Harvard has is six ex-presidents. Good thing I'm going to good old Cheese Whiz U, where I can major in bathroom technology.
Dana, we have six kids. The only way that we can afford to send all of them to college is if they all live at home and they all attend a public university.
So what are you saying? You want us all to have an equal opportunity to get a higher education?
Yes.
That is so selfish.
Nope. Wrongo. Oh, pathetic.
this?
Of course. Hold this.
Sure.
Whoa, Mark. That must have been some gnarly zit. I hate to see the bathroom mirror.
Excuse me. Where do you want this stuff?
Oh, right over here, dude.
Whoa, a new stereo. And a VCR. Yeah. And a color TV.
Whoa, where'd all this stuff come from?
Well, JT kind of went into warped speed with his new credit card.
Well, I thought his card had a $500 limit.
It does. But as soon as he used it at the department store, they gave him their own credit card. So did the stereo store, the record store, and every other store in the mall. Pretty soon, he had more plastic on him than Cher.
Right this way. You can put the karaoke machine over here. All right, boys, thanks a lot for your help. I appreciate it. Love y'all. All right.
JT, you look like Smokey the Pimp.
I know, huh? Am I pretty cool or what?
Have you lost your mind? You can't possibly pay for all this.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But then JT explained to me his philosophy on credit cards. Go ahead, JT. Explain your theory. Maybe this time it won't sound like complete bulldookie.
Well, see, it's actually very simple. A credit card is a financial vehicle wherein the cardholder can amortize his principal payments over a long period of time, thereby reducing his monthly fiscal responsibilities.
Nope, still bulldookie.
Look, all I'm saying is you don't have to pay it all off at once. You can just give him like a couple bucks a month. That's probably for me. JT Lambert, talk to me, babe. Satellite dish. Yeah, I'd be interested. Could I order that with a credit card? I'll love that.
Well, all things considered, it's been a pretty good first week. Next week, we'll be discussing Tom Jones. All right, that's it for today. You can pick up your papers on Sir Walter Scott on your way out. For the most part, they were exactly what I expected from first-year students. There was, however, one paper which stood out from the group. I'd like to see Dana Foster after class, please. Best of you can go.
That's me. I had a feeling I aced it. You know, I could have gone to Harvard, but my parents were too cheap. Hi, Professor Baldwin. I'm Dana Foster, the one who stood out from the group.
Ah, Miss Foster. You know, every year I get one student just like you. One whose personality just seems to leap off the page. I'll bet you a valedictorian of your class, a national merit scholar.
Right, right. Honor Society chairman, president of debate club, study hall monitor, but I hate to brag.
So I see. I also notice you're quite proud of your vocabulary. Just about every other word in your paper has 4 or 5 syllables.
Indubitably.
Well, I hope you're still laughing when you see your grade.
A D? You gave me a D? Why?
Let me explain it to you with one really long word and one itty-bitty little one. This paper is supercilious crap.
Crap?
Good word, isn't it? Short, to the point, unmistakable in its meaning.
But I thought I wrote a pretty good paper.
Well, you thought wrong. This paper is filled with big words and absolutely no substance. The purpose of language is to communicate. The only thing you communicated was your inflated opinion of your own intellect. Now, that sort of drivel may have wowed them at your high school, but I'm afraid it's not going to cut it here at Cheese Whiz U.
I've never had a D in my life. How am I going to explain this to my mother?
I don't know. I suppose you've got a bit of a conundrum.
How would you like a rich, steaming cup of cappuccino anytime you want it? Well then, pick up the phone and call the number on your screen. Here's your credit card.
Don't mind if I do. I love speed dial. Hi, JT Lambert here. Yeah, I just talked to you about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, I'd like to order the cappuccino machine. No, just put it on the same credit card as the home tanning bed. Okay, thanks. Ciao.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Carol. Check out my new tube. It's high resolution.
Well, JT, you have really outdone yourself this time. You know, I thought you might go overboard, but I believe you've actually drowned.
JT, are you crazy? You can't go around buying a TV and a VCR. Is that a real mink?
You betcha.
Oh, could I try it on?
Sure.
Oh.
Carol, honey, now don't encourage him.
I'm not encouraging him. It's all going back. Oh. Oh, it fits perfectly.
Oh, jeez. All right, JT, how do you plan on paying for all of this?
Don't have a cow, Dad, all right? You just have to pay a couple bucks a month per card.
Per card? How many cards do you have?
I don't know. What's that look like, about 15?
15? JT, I want to check the balance on these cards.
Oh, it's fine with me. Here. Use my cellular phone. I get frequent flyer miles every minute I use it.
Well, you may be taking a trip a lot sooner than you think.
Oh, JT, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I always dreamed that I would have a full-length mink coat just like this one. And then I'd wear a beautiful gown, and some movie star like William Holden in Love is a Many Splendid Thing would just sweep me off my feet.
Carolyn, it's going back.
I know, don't have a cow.
Yeah, hello, this is J.T. Lambert. I'd like to check the balance on my card. Number 342-57891. Would you repeat that for me, please?
$1,700 on one card? That's impossible. I just bought a few things.
A few things, son? This place looks like the set for The Price is Right. Now, I'm just guessing here, but I would estimate that you have charged up about $20,000.
$20,000?
That's exactly what I warned you about.
$20,000? Oh, man, I can't afford that. These credit cards are dangerous. Why didn't somebody warn me?
JT, when I talk to you, do the words actually stop in your head or do they just whiz through without slowing down?
Sorry, Dad, did you say something?
Yes. Say goodbye to your cards. All this stuff is going back first thing in the morning.
That's right. First thing in the morning. I'll be in charge of returning the mink.
Good day at school?
I'm fine, all right? Everything's fine, so just quit bugging me.
Okay. I think I'll go down to the mini-mart to see if Fabio's new book is out. Whoa! No wonder you were so crabby. You got a D.
Hey, that's private!
A D? Einstein got a D? Oh, man, I gotta spread the word.
No! What's it gonna take to keep you quiet?
A miracle. Hey, guys, Dana got a D
on her English paper!
Shut up! Give me it! Give it back to me! Give me it! I'll rip your hair out! Ooh, I'm shaking in my boots, Tweety Bird. Give me it!
D! Let me see that!
You know, I'm the smartest one in the family. The queen is dead. Model of the king.
I knew that.
Stop it.
Dana. Come on, out, out. Out, out.
Hey, Carol. Her first D. Oh, want me to get a picture of this? Out.
Dana, what's going on?
Mom, that is a totally unfair grade. The professor is a complete jerk. He told me that I used too many big words. I mean, the idiot probably didn't even know what they meant. It's ridiculous. I mean, I'm the smartest person who ever walked into that stupid school. They should be giving me A's just for showing up.
You know, Dana, your ego is way out of control. You may have been the hot ticket at Port Washington High School, but there is a great big world out there. And you don't have to go to Harvard to find people who are smarter than you. You can find them at East Wisconsin University. You can find them in this house. You can even find one of them living in a van in our driveway.
Oh, please, you're not going to bring that up again, are you?
Well, I do believe that Cody scored higher than you on his SATs.
I don't want to hear this.
Cody. So you can go on thinking you're the smartest thing that ever walked into that school, but if you don't change your attitude, you're going to be the smartest one that ever flunked out.
Life is a many splendid things. It's the ignorance that only grows in the early spring.
Carol, it's time.
No, Frank. Just let me be alone with the coach just a little while longer, please.
Carol, I let you wear it to bed last night.
Yeah? And you liked that too, didn't you?
Yeah. But it's got to go back, honey. Come on now. It's got to go. Come on.
Oh, okay. The next time the kids ask me what I want for Mother's Day, you tell them I want this.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. Last time they made you something out of pipe cleaners.
Mom, can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure.
I owe you an apology. I mean, you're smart. And you're honest. And it really bugs me.
Is that the whole apology, or are you just warming up?
Well, you were right. I mean, my ego was out of control. But, I mean, I've always been the best student in my class. So when I got that D, I guess it was easier for me to blame the professor than to think that I'm not really as smart as I thought I was.
Dana, just because you got a D doesn't mean you're not smart. It just means you're in college now. It's a lot harder than high school.
Tell me about it.
Hey, don't get discouraged. If I know you, you're going to bounce right back. Spend 400 hours in the library and you'll be getting A's in no time.
Thanks, Mom. I guess I just didn't think Cheese Whiz U could be so tough.
Hey, even in a state college, you know, they don't accept just anybody. You're competing with the brightest students in the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, Dana!
Great news! I just got accepted to Cheese Whiz U.
Yeah? Please tell me you got accepted as part of some medical experiment.
Oh, no. That sounds like fun, though. Yeah, I heard they give you a free breakfast just for letting them stick a needle in your head.
I don't understand, Cody. What made you decide to go to college?
Well, simple, really. I wanted to enrich my mind, expand my horizons. So it was either that or join the Psychic Friends hotline.
Oh, Dana, you're gonna freak when you hear this.
I signed up for all the same classes as you. Dudesy.